Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC Enchanted Hills Summertime Fun Podcast. Yes, the views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show. This is Maceo, your host. We are in the podcast room once again with round two of Hawaii. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I got another lovely group of folks in the podcast room. Good thing we're not like super professional because everything's going a little crazy right now. All right, so we're going to do introductions. Are you ready? Go.
Hello, my name is Kreta and I'm from Hawaii. This is my first year at EAC.
Where are you from at in Hawaii?
I'm from Hawaii.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but somebody out there does, I promise you.
Somebody out there does know what that means.
All right, pass the mic on for introduction number two. I'm excited for this one.
Hi, my name is Maka. I'm from Hawaii, the Big Island, and this is my first year at EHC.
Nice.
Aloha, everyone. My name is Tehani. I'm from Oahu, Hawaii, and this is also my first year at EHC.
Nice.
Hi, you guys. My name is Aza. I'm from Honolulu, and this is also my first time at EHC.
Aza, tell us what your role is here with this group of folks.
So we came with this group of students to, one, document their awesome experience here at camp, and to also learn about different ways that you guys make accommodations for the blind and visually impaired and take that back home with us to apply to our students also.
You are actually a spokesperson then, would you say, for what you're doing?
Not officially, no.
No, but enough to make a difference, I would
imagine.
Yeah,
I would hope so, yeah.
tell us about your personal experience being here for the first time at Enchanted Hills Camp and what's going on.
Well, for a lot of us, we haven't been to a camp before, so it's really interesting to be able to socialize and meet people from all over the world, actually.
That's it. Anything that you have done here at camp that you, A, have never done before or that you've actually loved doing?
No.
What do you love doing here at EHC, then?
I really enjoyed doing different tactile arts and crafts and learning about different materials to use.
Nice. Any of the activities? Have you enjoyed watching us do some of the activities, late night activities and all of that stuff?
I really enjoyed that campfire the first night and getting to hear where everyone was from, as well as watching them do archery.
Yes. The opening campfire was a camp tradition that we love very much here. And then, of course, Tino out there at the archery range has lots of popularity. Excellent. Anything you want to say to the world? This is on the internet for everybody to hear. Do you want to do a shout out? Tell somebody hello? This is your opportunity. You can also say no and pass the mic on.
I mean, just everyone back in Hawaii, like, you know, we want everyone there to be able to experience everything that we don't have there. And so hopefully we can bring everything back to you guys or bring you guys out here.
I mentioned in the last group that if there was an Enchanted Hills camp in Hawaii, I'm there. Next up, tell us about your first experience at Enchanted Hills camp and what you're doing as well.
So I'm also from a staff volunteer from Guide Dogs of Hawaii. I came with a group of students from Hawaii, and my experience has been pretty great because I've never experienced camp in any type of way, especially in the woods, so that's kind of scary, but cool at the same time.
No bug bites or anything?
I've been using a lot of bug spray, so
you haven't seen
that.
Any snakes?
Thank God, no. And I talk very loud when we go out into the woods so I can avoid the mountain lions.
That's it. That's a good strategy. That's a good strategy. What's some personal statements about what's going on here with you in Enchanted Hills? What do you got?
I really enjoy learning the different types of activities that you guys do, like goal ball. I've never heard of that game or seen that played before. So I think that's a really awesome game that I'm excited to take home to have our students back home play.
Right.
because it's something they
that
can enjoy.
That is awesome. That's awesome to hear that because, well, it's the first completely accessible game that was made for blind people by blind people. So that's really cool that you'd never heard of it. I'd never heard of it until I came to Enchanted Hills either. And then I played it, and then I realized that I wasn't very good at it. And I was playing it with guys that were great at it, throwing the ball so hard. If you've never seen Goal Ball, YouTube it. It's really cool. There's, well, actually, one of our Australians is on the female Goal Ball team for Australia. So it all runs together. Anything that you've done here in this camp environment that you've never done before or something that you really enjoyed? And it can be the pool. People like going to the pool.
Shooting riflery, actually. That was the first time I've ever seen a gun or even held a gun in real life because I'm very actually anti-gun. Yep. But it was cool because, I mean, the students were trying it and at least I got to try something once. So now I know it's something.
Yeah, well, they can't have an opinion about things unless you try it one time. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I feel the same way. But in a safe, controlled environment with a bunch of blind people and experts helping you, it's probably the perfect place to do that. Wouldn't you agree?
I think so,
okay,
definitely.
Okay, perfect. Excellent. Any shout-outs to anybody you want to do?
Shout out to if anyone from Guide Dogs of Hawaii is listening, Miss Jeannie or Roberta.
There you go. Nice. Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing and being here with us with this group.
Yeah, thank facilitating you.
Facilitating fun and being part of our camp. We love it very much. First timer. Next up, we have Maka. Maka, are you shy?
How could you tell? What was your first clue?
Maka, tell us. I won't put it to you too hard here. I just want to know what's your EHC experience has been like.
It's been great so far.
Did you make new friends?
I did.
Have you had fun doing activities?
Yes.
In one word, what activity have you enjoyed doing?
Karate.
In one word. How on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being terrible and 10 being the best time you've ever had, what is your score for Enchanted Hills Camp?
43.
Oh, off the rails. Holy smokes. Hey, Maka, would you consider coming back?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
I'm not going to push it much further than that. I'm proud we've made it that far with you, because there was a time at the beginning of this camp where I thought you weren't going to either talk on the radio or talk in a podcast, and you've done both. I'm very proud of you. Thank you
Force
for doing
nonetheless, but still
we
yeah.
have been fighting about it a little bit. Is there anybody you want to say hi to or shout out to anybody here?
Hi mom.
Thank you, Maka, for sharing. And next, Kreta. Are you shy, Kreta?
How can you tell?
All right, Kreta. This is your first time?
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
15 years old. Is this the first time on the mainland?
No. This is not my first time in mainland.
First time in California?
Yes.
What is your overall Enchanted Hills Camp experience thus far?
Well, I like to, what, the first day that I went to archery. I was playing the arrow thing that you have to pull the string and then like let go when you're ready.
Yep.
And the thing popped out. I don't know what they're called over. It was just interesting.
And did you feel like you made improvements in archery after that first time? Did you shoot some more?
I shoot like three times.
Three times?
Yeah.
Is that the first time you shot archery? Is that the first time?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
What else have you liked? I saw you, I seen you do some dancing.
At the man jam.
At the man jam. Yeah. You did some dancing and you like to sing? Yeah?
Of course
what
I like
you,
to sing.
What are you going to sing at the talent show? Give us a preview of what you're going to do, which of something that hasn't happened yet.
Okay, I'll give you a clue of the song.
Okay.
So the song is by Meghan Trainor. And John Lennon, so it's called "Like I'm Gonna Lose You" by them. So I might be like, I sing this song, I performed this to my friends before, but it was it was kind of sad because they were crying because they said, I have a beautiful voice. I'm like, what?
You have a beautiful voice. I've heard you singing along with the songs. I'm actually really looking forward to you performing. There's 60 plus kids here. Are you ready to perform in front of them? Do you feel a little nervous or are you ready?
I'm ready.
I like it. That's what I like to hear.
I'm ready to roll ready. On. Yeah.
Tell us about how you got into early morning radio both mornings. How did you manage that?
So I would just sign up. So.
Yeah, you got up early and you came up here, didn't you?
Yes.
So this year we're doing early morning before breakfast radio, and we're letting the students, the campers come in and choose songs to wake up to in the morning. Crate has done it with us both mornings. This morning, what song did you choose?
I chose Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride.
That's it. I have no idea what they're saying. I just know there's a lot of K's and A's in the words.
Well, right? I actually kind of like explained it a little.
You did. We were doing the hand clapping. You showed me the dance this morning. Yeah, everybody was really going through the roof this morning. I'm telling you, it was a rude awakening for sure.
Well, they're like, go, Messi. I'm like, whoa, relax.
You're having fun then? Do you want to come back to Enchanted Hills?
I certainly am coming back next year.
You're pretty certain that you're coming back next year. Is that what I'm getting?
Okay. I am.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much the most 100% answer we've gotten from everybody at this point. And if you're ready to come back to Enchanted Hills, we're ready to have you back, as well as all of you. You all have been amazing at this camp. Not only helping each other out, but like integrating with the other campers, making new friends. I see you talking to everybody and having a great time. Is there any shout outs you want to do? You want to say hi to anybody?
Well, I actually want a shout out to like the people that are listening to our podcast from EHC camp. So
nice, thank you.
I wanted to shout out to like everyone in Honolulu. Like the guide dogs, the horn people, and probably my parents. Them, I just wanted to tell them that I want a store coupon because I hope I came up from my cabin like all on my own, and then I was helping one of the campers to bust their plate, and then I guess Olivia won announce it at the microphone, so I'm like,
you got a store coupon.
Yep.
I did. And that was like within the first day or two. And so people understand coming from the cabins to the dining hall is almost a quarter of a mile uphill with turns.
Yeah.
So you did that by yourself in just the first couple days you were here, correct?
Yeah.
That's a big deal because some people come up here and don't ever learn how to do that by themselves. So you deserved a store coupon for that. And your parents deserve to know that you were doing awesome in the first couple days, helping campers and just being right a part of EHC. We love that very much, Grayna.
Yeah, but like this afternoon, this I guess Shawnee's going to help out the kitchen people set up the tables.
Is that the cabin you're in?
Yep.
Shawnee?
Mm-hmm.
And who's your counselors?
Liv, Abby, Tion.
Nice. And you're having fun with everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then excellent.
Then we're going to set up the table for lunch.
For lunch, which is hot dogs today, everybody. Woohoo! One of my favorites. Okay, I saw some faces.
That's my favorite, too. No worries. We're the same.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for joining us here at Everything EHC. Hand me the microphone here real quick.
Here you go.
Thank you. Yeah, perfect. Okay. So I like to end the shows with our new folks by saying, hello, EHC. And you say?
EHC.
Nice. Thank you for listening to Everything EHC. Thank you, Hawaii, for sending these wonderful people to us here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Okay, so that's all we got for this show. Thank you for listening. I'm Maceo, your host. We always are having a great time in the podcast room. Thank you so much for joining us and archiving this incredible experience that we will have forever to listen to. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for listening to Everything EHC at Maceo.net. Tune in for many more here at the Teen Session 2017. Everything EHC Summertime Fun Podcast. Maceo signing out.